sign up for the ST Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.stexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're here today with David Innersmoen, Vice President of Developer Relations and Chief Evangelist for Borland. Welcome, David.
It's good to be with you, John.
David, in this week's Sun Developers Network newsletter, Sun Microsystems says, and I quote, Borland says that it is no longer investing in developer tools. Well, from where I sit, Borland has always been first and foremost a developer's company. What's up with this kind of promotion?
Well, you know, since we announced on February 8th that the decision to spin out the developer tools business into a separate company, there's been things like this happening. And the decision to spin out the tools business to be separate from Borland is to allow us, the people who work on the developer products, market them, sell them, and so on, to focus and dedicate all our resources to expanding Delphi, JBuilder, Interbase product lines, and providing additional and new innovation in the tools market. So our recently released multi-year roadmap example shows the investment that we're putting into our products moving forward, and that's available on our developer network site. There's a link to it. So we're increasing the investment by putting more people and more money into the developer products by being our own company. So it's a little bit of misinformation on Sun's part where they're saying, yes, Borland is divesting the tools business, but we're investing and increasing the investment in the developer tools business once we're a separate company, which should happen here in the next couple of months. You know, and you know, we've been a Java licensee for years. We've been an executive member of the Java community process. We're a big Sun supporter. We go to Java One. They go to our developer conferences. And so, you know, we're a huge supporter of Java in all of our developer products, just as Borland in its enterprise products and its ALM solution products are supporters of Sun and Java as well. So it's a bit strange, but we're just out telling our story. We're continuing on. We're going to have an investor that's going to help us take our company private and focus on developers.
Great. One word that's been bandied about recently by a number of developer-oriented vendors is fun. In what way can programming be fun? Or made more fun?
Well, in our case, it's going back to the basics, you know, focusing on developers completely and all of the work that we do when we're focusing on developers. And we're developers as well. I've been a developer since I started in computer science in the fall of 1969. And all of us look and focus at everything that we can do to make developing fun. Now, at the same time, to be productive and also to focus on other aspects of how we can improve the process of programming. Now we're also reaching beyond just the traditional professional programmer, people who might read Dr. Dobbs and so on. We're looking at beginning programmers. We're looking at even before beginning programmers in computer science in college, going to high schools, junior high schools, and also hobbyists. And then there's that whole area, we used to always talk about, gee, there's over a million working engineers who are not traditional programmers. The mechanical engineers, chemical engineers, and so on. And all of those engineers sometimes are using spreadsheets or other kinds of things to do some automation, but giving them access to the latest technologies in programming, they can also focus on getting more work done, maybe analyzing some test data, maybe analyzing a chemical reaction. I also go back to the days of The Mythical Man-Monk, the book by Fred Brooks, and he said, why is programming fun? He said, just the sheer joy of making things. So we celebrate the fact that in software we can make new programs using programming tools. Second, it's just making things that are useful to people. Fred also said just the fascination of complex puzzles, the joy of learning, and then finally he talked about there's just delight in working in such a tractable medium, and we all know that software is completely tractable. We can do all sorts of things in software with these computers.
Great. Thanks, David. You mentioned a website. Is there a website that listeners can go to for more details on all of this?
Just to bdn.borland.com. It's our developer network. And also just stay tuned for all the news about the divestiture. Once the deal is completely done, we will tell the world.
Great. Thanks for joining us today, David.
Okay, John. Thank you.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
for the SD Expo mailing list. To receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog, go to www.sdexpo.com.